Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey everybody, welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, UK Health Radio, and Populate Electronic Medical Records. We've got a great doubleheader today, Dr. Philip Agrios. He's a self-sabotage specialist, business consultant, retired sports chiropractor, and the author of the book Life's One Law will join me, along with W.G. Bill Williams. He's a freelance multimedia specialist, photographer, internet humor, daily email distributor. Then the sports doctor's in with some Dr. Bob wisdom, your emails. Hey, Dr. Phil, I'll call you Dr. Phil, Dr. Bob. Welcome to the sports doctor.
Thanks, Doc. Appreciate it. Glad to be here.
Give us some background, Phil, on yourself and what you're up to.
Yeah, so as you said, I used to be a sports chiropractor and a functional medicine practitioner. My specialty was thyroid and autoimmune. And during the years of my 35 years of practice, I was able to discover a trait that stops our success, and we're born with it, and you can't get rid of it. And when I first found it, I was like, "This no way, this is too simple." So I went out to try to disprove it. And researching thousands of people over 30 years, not only were able to prove it, I found a way to switch it off instantly, and it works 100% of the time. So this trait is what we call the inborn sabotaging trait. It doesn't undermine you, but it actually protects you from the very success that you're seeking, because subconsciously, if you actually achieve that success and try to sustain it, it's more painful. So you go back doing what you're doing, and that's exactly what athletes do all the time.
Well, it's interesting because I call it the mental game on a sports doctor, whether we're dealing with concussions or psychologists or mental trainers, et cetera, we're always interested in exposing the incredible side the mental aspect has, whether it's youth sports or the best athletes in the world. And everybody knows and can envision that you know, the self-sabotage, whenever it was, if it was, how it was, and how it could fit in. And your work is about doing something to be aware of it and being able to pay attention to make some changes, right?
Yeah, it actually is. This trait is the reason why, let's say, someone who's over, you know, usually they overtrain, right, or they're trying to be too perfect, right, as an athlete, right? Or they know they got to do something, but they kind of put it off to the end. That's all from this one trait, because in their mind or they're within themselves, it's too painful to do it. So they'll wait until the next time, or sometimes a lot of people wait until it's too painful and they force themselves to do it. So this is there are only three inborn sabotaging traits out of 8 billion people. So you have one of them that as you hit that wall, right? It's just there to protect you. There's nothing wrong with you. There's no need to self-talk and beat the heck out of yourself and put yourself down or whatever the case may be. There isn't anything wrong. It's just you're protecting yourself. And a great question to ask yourself at that moment is, why am I protecting myself at this moment in time? Why am I protecting myself? And a lot of times it could be from people in the past that, you know, that was beating you up, and it's just bringing that all, or they're projecting their fears upon you, and you think this is what it is, and you create this story in your head that you actually think is true, but really doesn't really serve you anymore.
And of course, this is sports or non-sports, this is life you're talking about. How has the, you know, your background as a chiropractic physician, sports chiropractor, and how is this important information being received by the psychology world and the mental training world? How's that fitting in with what's out there?
We've had psychologists take my training and help them to understand that. Imagine knowing the trait of this person, and you'll know exactly what's going on without really asking too many questions. For instance, if I ask you a couple of questions, I can tell you everything about you. I'll tell you why you're not training well or whatever the case might be, because this is a sequence that you have to protect yourself. If you had a significant other, I can ask you a couple of questions, tell you everything about them, and then tell you how you two interact. So in that psychology of approach, the coach, if the coach knows why this, the sequence of the actual athlete, they will now know how to support that athlete in a way they need to be supported, not in the way they think they need to support that athlete, which is really how the coach needs to be supported. Right?
Well, so exactly. Holistic sports medicine, aggressive sports performance, injury prevention, all of it has a huge mental component. Whether it's the frustration or the pressure to win, or the overzealous parents and coaches that we're all so familiar with. Do you find that, you question individuals, in some instances in order to be able to identify, this and the, what are some of the bullet points or what could be done about it? I guess we're talking about your book, maybe Life's One Law. What's the law, Phil?
Well, the book, that deals with a 6-step blueprint that I discovered that nature uses to come back from her storms. And we have that same 6-step blueprint that in your personal life, as well as your business, you can understand where you're stuck. What happens is the athletes can look at what segment or what step they're stuck at. We also have a membership program that they can actually take a little short quiz. They can get their saboteur, understand what's going on, and how to switch it with their antidote pretty quickly. And that's how we start out with helping them to understand.
What's the best website, Phil, people find out about you, your work, and the book?
They can go to the TNowMethod.com. It's the TNowMethod.com.
The initial T?
Yes, T stands for transcend. So it's TheTNOW method.com.
And again, you know, the interaction, the communication between parents, you know, again, we specialize in youth sports for decades as one of the big areas. I'm a sports doctor, and we're always interested in everything from whether the kid's having fun to whether there's so much. That's why I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, was because of the epidemic in capital letters of youth sports overuse injuries, physical as well as mental. You know, all these pressures on these kids, and so many instances leading to so many problems. Have you found youngsters, adolescents, you know, in this crazy world of social media and post-pandemic and let alone the politics, that there's so much anxiety and stress? Do you find that the information that you're talking about can make a big difference in reducing a lot of the stress and anxiety?
Yeah, I mean, look, I used to be a doc for Pop Warner and other different youth sports, and you could just see where a lot of these parents were living their failed sports past through their children and putting all that pressure. And now, I mean, heck, you know, when we were growing up, we had one sport here, two here. There was no team travel and all this stuff. The kids are just, they have to have their own virtual assistant to keep their schedule going, you know? It's just too much pressure, and it's, you got to get this so I can get my
Don't you understand, Dr. Weil? If my daughter doesn't take 2 Advil 3 times a day, she can't keep playing volleyball. All those kind of challenges. You know, I got to mention also, because the chiropractic physician, and I've had chiropractors on the show again for decades, they really made the initial inroads into the importance of nutrition and health and wellness. And you also made a big deal out of the inclusion of exercise. And again, when I'm talking general medicine versus chiropractic, with all the hassles or podiatry that we all went through with general medicine, and it's interesting that now that you have the mental component, I got to give you chiropractic physicians some real credit, Dr. Phil.
Oh, thank you. You know, you got to look at it, the being is the whole way. You know, unfortunately, the specialized medicine aspect has its place, but you got to have somebody to kind of look at things at the whole place and then triage that person to the right people, but still look at the body as one, not as a piece.
Again, whether it's a weekend warrior or, again, parents of athletes, and again, the ages that you see who would benefit from this, does it go down to where we're talking about grade school and early education?
Yeah, absolutely, because especially during that time, they're developing, trying to understand how to deal with all these pressures, and how the usual way they do it is through, you know, getting picked on or things like that. But mainly when they understand why they're doing what they're doing, they can move forward and not really let social media or other people the way they would be picked on or whatever. My own daughter was bullied. And by using this, she was able to confront her bullies and encourage herself and be empowered instead of me going and screaming at the school. I showed her how to stand up and show the benefit out of being bullied. And then she used that to move forward and to evolve as
Does your program include, you know, rest and recovery, meditation, relaxation, visualization, any of those things that we see are a big part of all sorts of psychology or sports psychology, Phil?
No. So in the membership, it isn't. It's just mainly focusing on that and giving some tips. As we go through, yes, we talk about meditation and all that. Once a week, they get a little video of what to do with their own sabotage with certain situations. So, yeah, how to using meditation. Key for that end of it is using different other techniques to show them how they can move forward, and that it's just going to take some time. Don't try to, you know, go nuts. Don't overengage. Try to, you know, be the best you can be within a day or two. It's going to take some time and give yourself some grace.
And somebody wants to pay attention, again, to the program. And to, how long, I know, I'm generalizing, before I see changes or I feel differently about things? What kind of scheduling is involved?
It's just an online course that they can have, and then what happens is they want to have more one-on-ones with me. That's an opportunity. But we're giving them the opportunity just to go through the membership, understand what's going on, and then see how they can move forward with that. So,
and again, as a former sports doctor, all these things we talk about and stress, again, on the sports doctor, come into play. You know, when you're being able to work with athletes at different sports and at different levels, and being able to include, besides the chiropractic skills that you were practicing, with the idea of being able to pay big attention to the mental game, might have moved your retirement up a couple of years.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. By using this and understanding, you know, that's why I shifted it out. I don't practice anymore, but it's, you know, showing now where we can help people get even more, get them past their problems and avoid injuries.
How about high performance, Dr. Phil? How about high performance? Bigger, faster, stronger. I want to enhance everything. This fits in with that?
Yes, because we'll find out where that, because a lot of times people use their superpower in the wrong way, and it trips them up, causing them to sabotage themselves even more. So by understanding this one little trait, they can then take their superpower and let it become more efficient instead of over-engaging and overworked.
So that one law, what's life's one law again?
So life's one law is just it's a law that I discovered showing that there's three basic traits that make up who we are, and that there, by using this particular sequence, you can then allow yourself to continue moving forward, that it works 100% of the time. That when you use this one method called the T-Now method, it is impossible to sabotage yourself, and we prove that.
And again, you know, the idea of this, where this fits in so many different areas, you'd think the schools and educational world would have some interest in some of these methods.
We're working on it.
Yeah,
we're working
right
on it.
That's like I tried to get walking into school systems 40 years ago, and we're still working on it.
Exactly.
Some of the slow changes.
But
I would imagine, again, you know, the youth, mental health in general, it's the biggest topic worldwide. And no matter where my guests are from, no matter what their vocation is, the mental health is such a big part of it. So this, you know, this has got to be a valuable weapon. I congratulate you for it.
Well, thank you very much. Been working on this for over 30 years, and we really started seeing some really great improvement as we perfect it.
And the idea, again, is, you know, whether it's the medical community or the sports community, school community, being involved in learning more about trying to stay out of trouble in so many different ways when it comes to, again, some of these overuse problems and these pressures. We all know the tremendous anxiety with adolescents in so many different areas. And, of course, you know, the social media has just quadrupled so many of these kinds of concerns. So I would imagine that people of whatever their age happens to be got to be feel good about looking to make a real positive change. Right, Dr. Phil?
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more.
And again, the age groups, have you found that maybe from 3 to 93?
Yeah, well, you know, I have 7 grandchildren, all right? And
1 minute.
We can see from, you know, two years old.
Oh, my gosh. I knew the time would fly. 7 grandchildren. We'll have to get. Give us the website quickly again for your information.
Sure. The TNowMethod.com. T standing for transcend.
Great. Great information. Hold on, Dr. Phil. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, the Sports Doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of 2 daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into 4 sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about 6 parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, podiatrist. Is your EMR system slowing you down? Upgrade to Populate, the artificial intelligence-powered electronic medical records for podiatry practices. With an easy-to-use interface and simple workflows, you'll spend 40% less time in your EMR while collecting 10% more. Switching to Populate is simple with their top-tier support. Visit PopulateEMR.com today. Start enjoying medicine again. PopulateEMR.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Doctor, live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We want to welcome WG Bill Williams, freelance multimedia specialist, photographer. He is a internet humor daily email distributor. Bill, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. Good to be here.
You've worn a lot of hats. You know, sometimes we talk with community interactions, school sports, youth sports, the guy who's doing the photography for the newspaper, someone who's so involved in so many different areas of the media like you are. But, Bill, give us some background on yourself.
Well, I went to Texas Tech, got a bachelor's and master's in journalism and broadcasting, and then went to the University of Texas where I managed the TV network. Went to Ohio where I managed a brand new TV station. And then I moved to Washington, D.C., where I set up my own communications business and did that for 20 years. Worked for the White House and Secret Service and a bunch of other government agencies. And then decided to change careers and get into financial planning. And I'm back in Ohio. The last few years, been a financial planner. And that's how this humor came about.
What's so funny? So the idea that... you know, the experience in all those different areas, you're talking communications, you know, I've been doing radio, gosh, 40 years, give or take a few weeks, and the different evolution in so many different areas, you know, the streaming and the TV and the videos and the pandemic being mixed in, et cetera. So with all that kind of background, it's interesting how you fell over the money world.
Well, this was back in the 90s. And I was managing a group of salesmen in the Midwest. And that back in those days, everybody wore a pager. And when you got a phone call, you had to try to find a payphone and dig out a quarter and return the call. And when they were in the office, they had email, but they never bothered to look at it because it was something new. So I started sending out a thought for the day, typically something humorous or interesting. And that got them to read their emails. And then they shared that with their clients. And the clients said, hey, that's pretty good. Their sales went up, so... We kept adding the clients to the list. And now, 30 years later, I'm still sending it out. I'm not with that company anymore, but I've got readers all over the country. I've got readers in Europe, in Australia, in India.
And you do include health and wellness and other aspects of quality of life in so many different areas, don't you?
I certainly do. Like I say, it's not all humor. We've got other things that go out as the opportunity arises, which you're absolutely right, includes health tips and nutrition tips and things of that nature. People seem to
Yeah, the idea of the humor. You know, in my book, I co-authored hashtag A Sports Parent about the epidemic of overuse injuries in youth sports and these challenges both physically and mentally. I think the first page has got this drawing of an erupting arena of the crowd and people screaming and ranting, and someone says, wow, these fans are too much. The guy says, hey, these are the grandparents. You know. So, and the idea, you know, of being able to include great parts of education, messages from the universe with Mike and some of these other areas, I find it really, really, it's got to be a very self-gratifying situation where you can really be adding. I feel that way when I do the radio show, adding some good information about awareness, about education, making some positive changes. And with your background, with all this media stuff, I would imagine that you have quite a variable audience.
Well, indeed I do, because I've pulled in people from all those different areas that I've worked in, and I've got some of those readers that, heck, I knew back in high school back in the 60s.
We're going to add the sports doctors in as some of your messages in the future, Bill, to mix in with maybe sending those emails out. Isn't that interesting when you talk about the difficulty when you first got involved in this world, sort of, you know, whether people would even pay attention to emails or whatever, and now we're like overwhelmed with so much information. You know, you mentioned as a doctor, I had to carry a pager. Then I had to carry that brick phone, you know, because you had to be accessible. And I always wondered what the effect of people who didn't have to carry a pager, they didn't have to be accessible. Now everybody's accessible. I guess, you know, you got to be a sports psychologist, right, Bill?
Absolutely. Yeah, everybody is expected to be on hand 24 hours a day with a phone in their hand or in their pocket.
again, and even if you have a lot of people on the business side of things, sometimes the guests would say to me, what was money or the business have to do with sports medicine or sports? And we would talk about whether it's a family with kids that are on traveling teams and club teams and scholarships and all of this stuff. We would always include financial people, Bill, to add to the education to some of these families. You know, Dr. Weil, time alone, I can't deal with it. So many times that area is an important one. How often do you send out emails?
Monday through Friday, every day.
Wow. And you got to be a creative guy because it's all that background between the small town humor and maybe that small town candy shop, et cetera, mixed in with some of this. And
I've got to admit, I'm certainly not creating at all because people started saying years ago, hey, I've got something here. Would you like to see it? And so people started sending me contributions. And that solved my problem because now I've got more material than I can use.
What is the name of your email stuff?
My email is Bill Williams Thought for the Day. And anybody can sign up for it. All they have to do is let me know. I've got a website, internet-humor.com. They can sign up for it. There's no cost. And in about a month, we'll be coming out with the first in a series of books entitled 20 Years of Internet Humor and Some Other Interesting Things.
And what have been some of the areas of your creative internet humor, Bill?
Well, there's lots of things on aging, and kids are a center part of an awful lot of it, and things that happen to teachers, and just wordplay and interesting things, you name it. And then there's health tips and diet tips, a little bit of everything.
Yes, and, you know, it's interesting, again, because sometimes the awareness of certain situations becomes so important with the one individual situation after another involving health and wellness. When we're in a society where we're bombarded, you can't watch television for more than 5 minutes without a drug commercial or a diet commercial, one of the two. And we seem to see some of these tremendous challenges with some of these kids. How young is your adolescent audience, roughly? Do they tune in?
Actually, my audience is to the large point adult and seniors. Don't have that many young folks with it, but, you know, I've got a few college kids that are on it, but they're in the minority. I'm sorry.
Yeah, remind me to connect you with my colleagues with today's senior magazine, Rick Baba, and they would have all of these different services. You know, again, he's the baby boomer guru. And many times we see we could all use some of this uplifting information. And again, humor always seems to be a great idea to be able to add some of these things in, especially today, Bill, where, you know, 80 is the new 60, 70 is probably the new 50. At least we're trying real hard.
We're trying indeed.
Yes, and everybody understands. And I call it the mental game on the sports, Dr. Bill, whether I have psychiatrists or psychologists or high-performance sports trainers or whatever for years and years and years, the mental game has become out front and personal in so many different areas. And the many times they say the same way somebody's almost bringing a therapy dog into a team meeting or something like that to reduce the stress, reduce some of the anxiety. They also would be tuning into, again, whether it was some humor, some fun stuff that could be part of their day that would make a huge difference, much more than many of us thought was a serious point. Have you found that?
It is. And, you know, that's one of the reasons that I do it. Yeah, I thoroughly enjoy sending something out because I send them out overnight. So they're there when folks wake up in the morning.
How long are your messages, Bill? Are they a couple of sentences? Are they half a paragraph? I mean, roughly.
Well, it all depends. I've got some that are just a couple sentences, as you say. Typically, they're maybe half a page. I have some that go on three or four pages for some more detailed things.
So you have some things. You have some things that might be in a couple of sentences?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, throw me one.
Okay, well, one story is Virginia and her son Jimmy were out shopping at the grocery store, and they got home. And the first thing happened is Jimmy grabbed the bag and went to the kitchen and started emptying out the bag, and he got a box of animal crackers, opened the box of animal crackers and spread it out all over the kitchen table. And she says, "Jimmy, what are you doing?" And he says, "Well, the box says if the seal is broken, don't eat them, and I'm trying to find the seal."
Hey, that's really, really cute. What have you found male to female in your audience pool? Fairly equal? How does that break down?
I'd say probably slightly more female, but it's pretty equal.
And so you get a chance again to mix in, whether it's awareness of all sorts of situations. You know, what was it like to be including some of this when we were dealing with the pandemic?
I got a ton of jokes on the pandemic, and every now and then I'll run a Remember the Pandemic Day with a couple of those jokes.
You must have had a real party with the coming up with the election when it came to your to somehow have a laugh or two about it.
Well, one of the ways that I do that is not by talking about this election, but over the last 20 years, we've had a number of elections, so I've got a bunch of things that I can pull from Bush and just about any of them.
That way, especially we're not, again, with that multimedia background of yours between local newspapers and TV and radio, what was your area in the world of photography?
Well, I started as a newspaper photographer, and then I wound up teaching photography at Texas Tech, and used that to get into motion pictures, and I've got a wall full of awards for films that I've directed and written and produced, typically government films and trade association films. Postal Service was a large client. I did many of the public service announcements that you would see when they were promoting commemorative stamps back in the 70s and 80s. And when Kodak went out of business and they got into digital photography, I decided, okay, I'm done, because I really liked getting into the dark room. And if you can't buy film, there's not much use for dark rooms.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? In the wildest dreams, who would have ever thought, because, you know, when we're talking about the world of pictures and photos and that old excitement and what you had to go through, bring your film in and get it developed, and the fact that that whole industry basically went away, I think it's just one of the phenomenon when we see what's happening again in the digital age in that regard. Yeah, that had to be a... Did you do any sports photography in any of the schools, local newspaper stuff?
Oh, yeah. I worked for the Associated Press and back then United Press International, covering Southwest Conference football. Covered a couple of the bowl games for them. Also basketball. I thoroughly enjoyed basketball, covering that.
I'm trying to think. Sonny Smith was the coach of Auburn. Is that down in SEC? I thought that was down in your country.
No, that's the Southeast Conference. This was the Southwest Conference. Arkansas, Oklahoma, that area.
Oh yeah, with the new coaches, and et cetera. And again, you know that the importance of the health and wellness field. I want to talk a little bit more about that when we continue our conversation here on the Sports Doctor with freelance multimedia specialist, now financial guy, Bill Williams. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, Mum and Dad,
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, we're back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weir. We're continuing our discussion with WG Bill Williams, a freelance multimedia specialist, the world of photography, local newspapers, TV and radio, movies, and his daily internet messages on humorous, as well as so many different important topics. And I wanted to expand on that a little bit also, Bill, when you're talking about what are some of the crazy or interesting reactions that you've got off the top of your head with some of your emails that might hit a interesting note with readers?
Well, I get all sorts of reactions because there's absolutely nothing I could send out that everybody's going to love. And I get many, many comments saying how great that is, and then mixed in there is somebody saying, how could you say something like that? But, hey, that's all part of life.
Yes, especially in this day and age, especially if you throw in a couple of political comments, you might find that it's a whole different world. I think it's hard to get angry with people who are having an information, educational, topics for the most part. But that's been a big change. How long have you been sending out emails?
30 years.
Wow. What were some of your message? What were some of the message topics in the beginning?
Back in the beginning, basically, when I didn't really have all the material that I've got now, I was using quotes from famous people and stories from newspapers that were, of humor. But now I've got, like I say, a ton of material from every source imaginable and some that you wouldn't believe.
But, do you ever include the mental side, for instance, whether it's the Wayne Dyer or the Deepak Chopra or some of these other individuals who are speaking about mind-body and some of these other things? Do you include some of those topics on occasion?
I would if somebody submitted them to me. Okay, if somebody said, hey, here's something to try, I'd be delighted to do it.
I got one for you.
Basically, what I'm trying to do is act to what the audience seems to be asking for.
Yeah.
And I have
one for you, Bill, from Wayne Dyer, which is if you're ever facing the choice of being right or being kind, choose kind. That's my contribution for some of your emails. But I think the uplifting side of things is so important to be able to be included
And I guess, again, you have, what are some of the areas that you find and your audience find with some of the most humor?
Well, kids, always kids. Kids say the darndest things. As Art Linkletter said, you know, 50 years ago in his book, kids say the darndest things, and they're always great for a laugh. Another story, a gentleman had a number of daughters, three, I think it was, and his friends were all telling him, watch out for all these shady guys that are going to be hanging around as they get older. And the guy was really amazed that his daughters kept bringing him all really nice kids. And he told, was speaking to his oldest daughter and complimented her and said, you know, I am really impressed with all the quality guys you girls bring me. And she says, Dad, you know, we don't show you everybody.
You know. But again, you know, some of these positive messages that teams might get, again, paying attention to that whole mental side of some of these things, you would think would be an important area to pay attention to. And I guess, you know, with the challenges of these parents, the attention of the sandwich generation, where individuals are dealing not only with their children, but they're also with their parents, and all of these kinds of concerns, is hopefully people live longer. You never must run out of topics when it comes to a couple of laughs, you know, maybe with all in the family, pardon the pun.
Well, all in the family and aging, because I do have a bunch of seniors in the group, and they keep sending me these stories about aging. And one of the things is all these folks are sitting around a table in a restaurant talking about all their aches and pains and how they can hardly see and how they can hardly hear. And gee whiz, they're so arthritic they can barely move. And one guy said, yeah, and isn't it great that we can all still drive?
Really. You know, but it definitely is a, you know, contributing to the mental health of humanity, again, is a very, very big deal, because we're all very familiar with, again, so many of these different pressures. Matter of fact, we want to talk about mental training. One of the contributors to my book, frequent radio guest, Robert Andrews, the as a matter of fact, down in Texas, the Institute of Sports Performance, his whole specialty of sports mental training, and his specialty also in dealing with post-injury athletes, you know, mentally. Oh, my career is over, or oh, what am I going to do? I want to do some of these other things. So again, the idea of adding some positive energy in some of these situations makes a lot of sense.
Well, that's another thing that, yes, I have included a number of things. Like I do remember a couple of situations from Ohio State, for example, of where they helped some football players who had suffered serious injuries recover. And one of the things that got a lot of popular comment was an article I did on a young lady who got her pilot's license even though she has no arms.
Wow.
Think about that for a while.
Yes, really, really a striking story. And I would imagine you must send your emails to every one of your financial clients, I would assume.
Just the ones that want them. They have that opportunity to say no, and some say no, so that's okay. But they all have the opportunity.
And how many people that roughly do you think are receiving your emails as a guesstimate, would you say?
Right now, about 700, I believe.
And who knows what different worlds that they're in, and a lot of them they might share with other colleagues and or associates or friends or family in that regard, I would imagine might be a big amount of those people.
Oh, I know many of them do, and every now and then I see one of my thoughts on Facebook that I didn't put there.
Well, again, you know, the idea of sports parents or sports grandparents, they need all the year of humor they could get. I remember the late, great sports psychologist, he shared radio world with me, gosh, in the 90s, the late Jim Vickery, a performance enhancement consultant. He didn't even use the word psychology. It scared athletes away. And he would tell sports parents all the time, he said, I got two rules for you. Number one, don't be a critic. And number two, you know, be a good listener. And, you know, let, try to pay attention to the fun side of things. And again, we go back to that because it's such an important aspect of what we're facing today in the big business side of sports or school sports or youth sports. You know that. You were in the middle of the conferences.
Oh, I was. But, you know, one of the things that I have run many, many stories on is, you know, a little league and kids playing ball and things of that nature. And stories about how grandparents are sometimes the worst critics in the ball game.
Yeah, it was a funny story. I think LeBron James, when his son was really an adolescent, was in the stands with his mother, and who finally his son Donnie's mom said to him, "Would you sit down already?" He said, "I didn't realize I was overdoing the fan side of things." So even, you know, sometimes the greats, you know, but you mentioned a very important point before. We talked about, you know, the challenge of parents who are trying to live their dreams in life through their young sons or daughters' athletic careers, and we start to see these kinds of pressures really, really build up. Such an endless array of topics. Bill, give us again the site that people could find out about accessing emails and your work, even financially.
They can go to www.internet-humor.com or internet-humor.com.
Great. All right, Bill, hold on. This is Sports Doctor, everybody. We'll be back with the Sports Doctors In segment.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world. And hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
In segment where we preview some upcoming guests and topics, we had a little Dr. Bob
wisdom. We answer a few emails. Live from Chicago, where it's getting dark at 10 to 4 already. You know, with that daylight savings or whatever. We've got some great shows coming up. Former Navy SEAL. I used to consider the Navy SEALs and the Special Forces the best athletes in the world. Forget sports. Chris Lee Mayer. He does a lot of work in the mind-body-world connection, and whole mental focus, besides his great career as a Navy SEAL, will be joining us. Doug Schmidt, following week, you got some of his information on the whole world of sports and sports reporting. His stories about MJ and Phil Jackson and the Bulls really are some really great stuff. And we always enjoy sharing some of those ideas when it comes to the great run, my gosh, that the Chicago Bulls had. The following week, Dr. Angela Longo, this quantum leap, the whole idea, again, the mental game, some of these different areas of enhancing performance, enhancing recovery, visualization. And Dr. Longo will be joining us. So some great stuff coming up. You know, I mentioned it with our previous guest, my Dr. Bob Wisdom, the week, the late Dr. Jim Vickery, who shared the radio with me, gosh, for 3 or 4 years in the 1990s as a sports psychologist, performance enhancement consultant. And we did many, many, many lectures for parents at all sorts of different ages and groups. And he wanted to make a big point when we were talking about the area of sports injuries and concerns, which were for parents to be good listeners. He would tell parents and sports parents, get involved in finding out how your son or daughter is doing with their teammates, with their coach. Are they enjoying themselves? Do they feel too much pressure to win, et cetera, et cetera. All of these areas that we stress in the book with different experts, hashtag sports parents, floats around some of these different concerns and problems that all of us are familiar with the overzealous sports parents and or coach. So be a good listener, be involved, and don't be a critic on the ride home with your son or daughter's performance. Lay off that. Enjoy it because the time flies by, I'll tell you. Some emails. Pam says, I'm 50 years old. I'm a jogger. What's your idea of some of these sports and walking shoe store arch supports and their technologies in relation to custom orthotics? You know, Pam, the GOAT program is a custom prescription orthotic by podiatry. Not that they're the only profession. Physical therapists might also be involved, some chiropractic physicians. But the experts of podiatry, and none of the stores have that expertise. And some of the scans that they do, stand over a mat, walk over a mat, are limited. So when we're talking optimum orthotics, what I'm dealing with when I'm putting orthotics in the young figure skaters' skates that I've been doing, you know, my poster boy, I can't believe we're coming up to 14 years, it'll be 15 years in February. And Evan Lysacek won the Olympic figure skating gold medal. He was 10 years old. We put orthotics in the skates. Shout out to Danny O'Shea. He's 33 years old. He was 15. We put orthotics in his skates. Him and his partner, Kim, in the championships in figure skating in pairs. So it's always exciting to understand there is a difference between something that's prescription. A good analogy, Pam, is if you said, you know, I'm going to go to Walgreens, I'm going to get some readers, I'm going to get some readers over the counter. Those aren't prescription glasses, bifocals or trifocals. So when you're considering orthotics or arch supports, consider absolutely getting input from podiatry. That's the GOLD program. Thomas is my 12-year-old son dealing with these ingrown toenails with his one big toe, both sides on and off. Is there a remedy? Yes, there is, Tom. There's a common procedure in podiatry called phenol alcohol procedure. What you have to understand is the toenail originates behind the cuticle or the growth centers.
So as long as the cuticle under the growth centers are alive, that edge ingrown nail will probably recur. Maybe if it's the first episode, we don't make a big deal about permanent correction. But if it's recurrent, then the simple in-office procedure to, under local anesthetic, remove the edge, not the whole toenail, the edge that's ingrown, and cauterize it with a particular chemical so that edge doesn't grow back. Quick shout out, my Sports Doctors in segments with British Columbia's Run With It, with Christine Blanchet. We've done over 5 years with our monthly visits. And Lou Vickery, tennis, What's Your Racket on YouTube. All right, everybody, safe holidays. Catch you next week. Thank you.